We're now moving over to the Kildare Newbridge Municipal District, where Social Democrats councillor Chris Pender joins me on the line. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for holding the line there.
Good morning, Hannah. Always a pleasure.
We are looking at those motions and questions you raised at that latest MD meeting, Chris. And your first one is that the council writes to the NTA requesting a new bus stop is to be provided at the Curra Farm, Newbridge, to serve the areas and people in that residential area.
Yeah, so listen, to be fair, I think we probably should have had a bus stop out that way long before now. When you go up that end of the town, before you turn off into the Green Road, the last bus stop that's available to residents is across from Tesco's or outside Woody's if you're heading towards Dublin. So Curra Farm is a new, quite large estate. Across from it is Park na Manach. And then we have some older estates up there like Ballymoney Manor and stuff like that. So there's a significant amount of residents up there who would like to be able to go outside their own estate, hop on a bus and maybe go to Dublin, or when it comes to the local link services, maybe be able to go outside their housing estate, get on the local link and go uptown. We do have a number of kind of older residents up that end of town. We have a number of residents who may have mobility issues. And I think if we want people to be using public transport, we need to make it as easy and accessible as possible. Now, the council did say it was a matter for the members to agree, and I have to say not one of my Kildare Newbridge MD colleagues had any objection to this, because I think at some point or other we have all raised the need for a bus stop further up that end of town. So a letter will be written to the NTA highlighting the need for it and asking them to essentially outline the criteria for the installation of new bus stops.
All right, Chris, you've also asked the council about an update on the road safety concerns raised at Scoil na n-Éive Uilig in Newbridge. What was the council's response to this? Did they have any updates since safety issues were raised?
I think I raised this, I want to say, back in April, May, initially. We had had a couple of kids who had had near misses with cars nearly reversing on top of them. And I find it really shocking, because when we're talking about those cars, we're actually talking about other parents of kids in those cars. So I met with parents of the kids and stuff like that, and all they were looking for, now listen, there's a large scale scheme for that area and I don't want to impact on that scheme being delivered, but what we did need was interim, like low cost interim measures that would reduce the likelihood of somebody hitting a car, hitting a child. So you understand that I'm a little bit tongue-tied, because you'll discover from all of my motions and questions this month, I actually got pretty positive responses to all of them. Mm. And I know you're not used to us getting positive responses sometimes.
No, honestly, it's actually refreshing to hear that they were positive.
Yeah, so they have said that there will be some minor pieces put in before the school year. Now, I know some of the residents wanted like a railing put in there, but a railing is high cost and a railing is actually quite a bit of work. So what the MD office have agreed to do is to actually put some low-cost temporary bollards in place that will prevent people parking kind of up on the green right there at the gate where the kids are coming out and where it's creating blind spots. So I'm very thankful to the MD office for agreeing to do that.
All right. And Chris, you've also asked the council about adding crown lifting of the trees in Market Square, Newbridge, to the Tree Works programme to improve pedestrian clearance, visibility and public lighting. Going off what you're saying, that there are actually positive responses, I mm-hmm. assume that this is something that the council will also be considering.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, I love Market Square. It is a haven. I think if you take a walk up there, especially in this heat, you'll realise just how valuable trees are, but you'll also realise just how low the crowns are in Market Square, because you might get hit in the head with a branch just from walking past. So the Parks Department have agreed to add it to the next tree pruning programme, because obviously we're in the season where there's nesting and stuff like that, so we can't be pruning anything right now. Mm-hmm. But once the tree pruning season has come up, they will add it to the programme.
All right. And your last question, Chris, to the council is asking for an update on the plans for the new play area at Moorfield Park in Newbridge. You're also asking when those works are expected to begin and then completed.
Yeah. So, again, another positive response. Well, semi-positive, semi-not-so-positive. So I did ask when they were due to begin. We are looking at October. September, October. Now, it's obviously quite disappointing to see it be delayed this far, but when I did query why it's taken this long, because I think we were originally told we could potentially see it in 25. Then we were told we could potentially see it at the beginning of this summer. But unfortunately, playground installation tends to come from really specialised contractors who are kind of masters in their field, I suppose you should say. So it has resulted in, because those contractors have a heavier workload, it has resulted in the Moorfield Park playground kind of being pushed out to October. Now, I do also have the plans for it, and I'm happy to send them on to you if you want to, if you want to have them on the website and stuff like that, because I know it could be quite difficult explaining what it could look like. But it is, like, listen, it's fantastic. There's to be a climbing wall there. There's to be a covered kind of hangout space. There's to be this big net thing that the kids can climb and stuff like that. So, like, it's more of a, it's more for the grown-up kids and stuff like that would naturally be kind of in and around the skate park that is already there. So I do think it will be a significant addition to the area, and we're not going to see like a massive impact on Moorfield Park or the removal of trees and stuff like that. So it's just going to fit and slot nicely in there and add additional play in the area where kids already are. Because I know, like, lots of parents bring their older kids to the skate park as it is, and they may have younger siblings, or they may have kind of siblings slightly older than them who have no interest in skating. So it will bring that to the area and allow more play within that space. And I suppose as well, like, on top of that, we'll at least also have bike rails up there as well, so improving sustainable transport on top of it, and giving people somewhere to kind of lock their bikes up while they're playing or spending time with the kids.
All right, Chris, some good news there for this month's motions. That is Social Democrats councillor on the Kildare Newbridge Municipal District, Chris Pender, on his motions and questions raised at that latest MD meeting. Chris, thanks again for joining us on the show. Keep your messages coming.